We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Owning Juices for Life is not easy, and I always tell people one of the main things that makes running a brick-and-mortar business so difficult is finding the right employees. Well, thank goodness for ZipRecruiter. They make it so much easier. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. For example, we need people with a food handler's license. ZipRecruiter will analyze each one of the applications that comes in and spotlight the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BREAKFAST. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
And you can tell by the way that I got my hat half on that I don't have a haircut. And so that means my hairline is in the middle of my head. I look like RoboCop taking his mask off. Envy, I see you got the little grays coming in. So
yeah,
you
ain't, I ain't get my hair cut yet.
Yeah, okay, you had a long weekend.
Yeah, had a long,
I need a haircut as well.
Yee's made up. Yeah. No grays in sight.
Nah. Well, shout to everybody in Bermuda. We were in Bermuda. You got any reggae song, any reggae music, any soca music in there that you could pull up? I had an amazing time out in Bermuda. Yee and I were out there for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We were with the premiere. It was Cut Match weekend. Now, if you don't know what Cut Match is, it's a huge cricket tournament or cricket game. You got some reggae for me? Go ahead, play it. All you got is One Love.
Okay.
That's all he has.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is crazy.
All he has
I'm
is
that is a stereotypical reggae song.
Oh, my God.
That's a song when you pull up to the whitest resort in any Caribbean
oh
island.
Oh, my God.
And they play that song right
there. Oh, they're going to play Red, Red Wine by UB40.
That's all he has.
Oh
all right. Well,
that's
all right.
Embarrassing.
Well,
all
right. It was an amazing time. I had so much fun in Bermuda. Shout out to the premier. What, you know the premier?
Premier David Burt and his wife, Kristen, for having us. They were so much fun. And Cut Match is their biggest thing they have every year. I was there for Carnival earlier this year also, mm-hmm. but Carnival is nowhere near as big as Cut Match yet.
I mean, we did everything. We went to cricket. Cricket match. We went to a soca versus reggae party. We went on a boat ride. We went to dinner and a, like, it was, we had a
great time.
They set
up this incredible dinner on a beach at night. It was crazy. It was really dark out, but they had a band playing and everything. Terrence J was out there with us, along with his
Terrence
girlfriend,
J.
Jasmine Sander. Mm-hmm. It was really fun.
And you know, it'd be dope if we start taking listeners to stuff like
well,
that.
That's what we're going
to try. That's
we
what we're
going
to do for the next one.
The whole point of the trip was we were having a conversation. I was there with the premiere for Carnival, so we came back for Cup Match, and we've been having conversations already about how can we get our listeners involved and what kind of things they can do, and they're trying to figure out how the island can get involved with bringing some of our listeners to Bermuda for Cup Match as well.
Yeah, and they figured a way to get the listeners down there without actually having a passport as well. So you can get to Bermuda. Yeah.
That ain't happening.
If you go on a boat.
If you go on a boat. If they do a cruise ship from here.
Yeah, you can do a cruise.
And it's an 8-hour cruise, I believe it is. And you don't need a passport. So if you don't have a passport, you don't have to worry about that. So
Or
you can get one. So we're working it out. That was the reason why we were down there. So shout out to everybody in Bermuda, in the island of Bermuda. We appreciate you guys. Now, you were home, right? You went home for the weekend.
Yes, I was on a beautiful island called South Carolina. Dropping the clues bombs for South Carolina. All right. I went home for the weekend.
You ain't watched no cricket matches while you were down there,
No,
you?
I just went home to go pray on my grandma's porch. That's all. And I got my book bag, my annual book bag drive down there next Saturday.
You going back?
I'll probably go back next Saturday.
Okay.
Next Saturday, April 11th at the Hope Community Center.
April?
In Monk's Cove. What month were you?
Definitely not April 11th.
Oh,
next
it's August.
August 11th. Next Saturday, August 11th at the Hope Community Center in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. I do my annual book bag drive down there.
All right. Okay. Yes. Now that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, this morning we got a special guest joining us. We don't even have a sheet here.
Taylor Bennett will be joining us.
His brother's way more famous than him.
I saw Chance the Rapper this weekend. I was in Detroit for NABJ, National Association of Black Journalism, and Chance the Rapper was there. He actually came by the party I was hosting, and he said, yeah, I heard, when's my brother going to be on the show? I said, actually, I believe he'll be up here on Monday. So
yes.
He's very excited to hear his brother.
Chance is way more famous than his brother, but his brother's way more interesting.
What?
To me,
say that?
I find Taylor more interesting, and I like Chance a lot.
What makes him more interesting than Chance?
A lot of things.
Well, we'll find out in a little bit.
A lot of different things.
Probably because he's what?
Probably because he's naked on his album cover with a thong on.
We'll talk about that.
And he's bisexual. I find that interesting.
That makes him more interesting than his brother?
Yes, very much so.
Well, we'll talk to him. We'll talk to him. And we got front page news coming up, E?
Yes, we are going to be talking about, let's talk about Chicago and front page news and what happened over the weekend there.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, E?
Well, let's start off talking about Donald Trump versus LeBron. How did this even happen? As you can imagine, Donald Trump started it off with a tweet. LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike.
Drop on the clues bombs for Donald Trump. Y'all can say what y'all want. That was a hilarious, hilarious tweet.
Don Lemon responded and said, who's the real dummy? A man who puts kids in classrooms or one who puts kids in cages? Hashtag be best.
Drop on the clues bombs for Don Lemon too, Dante.
Here was the original statement that had Donald Trump so upset. Here's what LeBron had to say.
He's dividing us, and what I noticed over the last few months that he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us.
Drop on clues bombs for LeBron James, goddammit. Everybody was guns a-blazing in this situation. You know the best part about this tweet?
What?
The end part when he said, I like Mike. Mike got it the worst out of everybody in
this
tweet.
He's minding his business.
Because the worst thing you can get right now is an endorsement from Donald goddamn Trump. Okay? But everybody's side-eyeing their Jordans the way people side-eye their Yeezys right now.
Michael Jordan's only statement was, I support LeBron. He's doing an amazing job for his community.
Michael's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. All I know is I like LeBron James. Okay, and I didn't vote for Trump, and my jeans are way too big.
Now, who else is supporting LeBron? Melania Trump. She actually has lent her support to LeBron. She said, it looks like LeBron James is working to do good things on behalf of our next generation. She also would be open to visiting LeBron's I Promise School in Akron as part of her Be Best initiative.
That's what caused Donald Trump to throw that slander, because Donald Trump read that tweet like, oh, you think LeBron's sexy, huh? You want to have sex with LeBron?
I thought she did that after.
She did that after Trump said that.
Means LeBron got another tweet coming his way then. And if I was a sneaker company right now, if I was Puma or Reebok or somebody, I would sign Colin Kaepernick right now and jump through the front of the line while everybody's side-eyeing their Michael Jordan sneakers and side-eyeing their Yeezys.
Well, since you brought up the NFL, let's talk about the highest-paid NFL players of 2018. Who do you think is number one on that list with $30 million?
Highest-paid.
Julio Jones?
Tom Brady.
Nope.
Who?
Tom Brady's not even in the top 10 for this past year.
Really? Who's number one?
Matt Ryan from the Falcons. $30 million. Okay. Number two, Kirk Cousins. Three, Jimmy Garoppolo. Four, Matthew Stafford. Five, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
FYI. All right, in Chicago, yesterday, 44 people were shot, including five who died in 14 hours on Sunday in Chicago. According to Chicago police records, they said in at least one incident, shooters opened fire into a crowded street party.
Yeah, are there any police presence in Chicago in that area?
I guess the police report what happened, but I don't know what went down in Chicago, but this was just on Sunday. People shot.
Was it hot in Chicago? Must have been hot on Sunday.
I don't know.
What was the temperature? If it was over 100 degrees, that's one of the reasons that happened.
Well, our condolences to those people affected.
Sheesh. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. If you had a bad morning or bad weekend and you just need to vent and clear your mind, 800-585-1051. Or if you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Hey, ye.
Hey, Trav. Hey, boo.
What's up, Solomon?
Peace. What up, sis? How you?
Trav.
You.
You got to listen to my podcast, man. A guy got on stage the other day at my live show with your name. He had your voice and everything. It sounded just like you.
Oh, he thought he was showing off that morning.
He was definitely showing off. But why are you calling it, Trav?
Ye.
Yes.
So, listen, you have no idea how many messages I get telling me to ask you this.
Okay.
When do I have to come on lip service?
You going to come on lip service?
Hell yeah, I want to come on lip service.
Absolutely. You tell me when you could drive up here from Philly and you down. We're ready.
1 hour and 45 minutes away. Whenever you need me, boo.
You ready to be on camera, Trav? You know your life's going to change after that, right?
They can see me on camera. They ain't
got to
have my Instagram.
Oh, I need
to. Okay. They'll definitely see you on camera. And when I say your life going to change, you still going to be broke, but people going to know who you are.
Trav is not broke.
Trav got a good job.
I'm sorry, Trav.
Wait.
How are you going to just assume he broke?
Trav, check the check. Please don't spread that. I didn't check the check, unfortunately.
There you go. Please don't spread that.
Check the check. D to D.
Doing
what you got to do.
Say it again.
Nothing.
Oh, man, I'm excited. Trav is coming on lip service.
All right, Trav.
Listen, can we? That's not what I want.
Oh.
Envy, you don't gotta rush me off.
I'm sorry, Trav.
Take it slow, Trav.
Oh, God. Can we drop one of Clues Bond for RuPaul for the legend that he is?
Drop one of Clues Bond for RuPaul. What RuPaul do?
What RuPaul
other
do?
Than be fabulous his whole life.
I heard y'all playing supermodel last week, and y'all got me up. I said, no, he is not out here playing supermodel on the radio.
Oh, okay. I remember what you talking about when I was getting my little Uzi on.
Yeah, you were doing You Better First.
Hey.
And you guys saw Envy got his brows done as well last week.
Give RuPaul her roses while she's here. Yeah, I never did an interview with her. Even though he's been putting the LGBT community on since the 1970s.
We would love to have RuPaul up here, Trav.
Yeah, I feel like RuPaul's been here. You haven't?
No. Kinky RuPaul's boots. You taking kinky boots?
Bring me. I don't want to be there. I love him.
Okay, we got
it,
you.
Trav.
Since Trav is a member of the show.
Envy, one more thing.
What's
up? Push this game here this morning. Can you play supermodel in the People's Choice,
man? You better work.
He's not that good of a DJ, man. He's not good. He's not that good of a DJ, sis.
I'll try to.
He don't know how to mix that.
I'll try to mix him in with Lou.
What Drake record could supermodel blend with?
Yeah, we'll try to make it work.
We can blend supermodel with Smile, bitch.
Charlamagne.
Huh?
Cover girl. Put that bass in your wall.
Put that
morning.
Where? Okay.
We're calling response this morning.
Hello, who's this?
Ivy.
Now, Ivy, your man cheated on you over the weekend?
Yup. Cheated on me. I found out it was divine intervention, but I'm not stressed. I'm blessed.
How'd you find out?
Well, see, I told him to leave the night before, and he was like, no, let's talk. So, of course, he wanted to stay. His phone rang, and it's like 1:30 in the morning. No, it was a text, and it was just, what you doing? Then she called, like, at 2 o'clock. So I'm like, okay. So then, in the morning, I was like, you missed your booty call last night? He's like, oh, whatever. So I went on Facebook, sent her a friend request, but then I canceled it because I want her to know. I know you calling him at this time of night. So she texted him and was like, hey, tell your ex-girl to stop snooping on my page. Ooh. So I sent her a message like, hey, you don't have to send a message to him. You can address me directly. From there, we had a long conversation. everybody know what's up, and you just busted.
Damn.
Well, listen, man.
So
everything
happens for a reason.
That's Ooh. Right. And cheating is played out, by the way. And when I hear about men cheating, I get exhausted and I get tired. I'm a proud member of the Faithful Black Male Association. This is a gated community, okay? It's not even a secret society, but all we do ask is trust.
That's right.
So
right.
I hope is it over for good now?
We have 18 years vested, so I don't know if it's over for good, but I just have my eyes wide open.
How old is he?
41.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's it. That's
oh,
it.
Lord, I'm so tired. My knees started hurting.
Five kids. It's oh, like, Lord. All the kids. Oh. Like, no, we can't do that.
He ain't going to change, boo. No, I'm going to be honest with you. He ain't changing no time soon. 41. Lord, you still, who got time to get cheating at 41? I can't even work no more for the rest of the day. I'm exhausted already.
All right, mama.
I'm drained now. Just the thought.
Y'all stay blessed. Love y'all. Y'all do great.
All right. Thank you, mama.
41.
Get it off your chest.
I need his diet plan. I need his energy.
585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Alexis calling from San Diego.
Alexis, you upset with Kanye, mama?
Yes, I am. I'm so upset with him.
Why?
Because he's my hero. Like, I love the college series. It really got me through, like, a lot of times, you know, growing up and stuff. And now he's just an asshole. I don't get it.
He's a what?
I can't cut.
A-hole.
He's an asshole.
He was always an a-hole, though.
He's always an a-hole, but, like, he spoke for, like, people, like, people were nerds, and it wasn't cool. Like, he's a voice for people, and now he just sucks.
Well, in the words of Kendrick Lamar, when shit hits the fan, are you still a fan? Okay? Unconditional love is loving somebody even when you think they're wrong.
I do love him. I do.
Right.
All right, mama.
But he has a responsibility to his fans, so you can't just do him act any which way.
Jose!
Hey, what's up, Envy?
¿Cómo está usted?
Todo bien. ¿Y tú?
Si. Aquí.
What is that here?
Why are you talking about a kid this morning? Who on furniture?
I knew you were Puerto Rican, man. Charlie
Why is he
Lane,
saying
right?
Aki?
I know, he's Dominican, actually.
Aki means so-so, if you don't know.
That's Asi-Asi.
Oh, Asi-Asi. Damn it.
Aki means here,
Asi-Asi, deaf. Asi-Asi, deaf is having their 25th anniversary concert. Jermaine Dupri, Escape.
Oh, my gosh. He said it with so much confidence.
Asi-Asi. What's up, Jose?
Yo, I just wanted to call and tell you guys that, you know, it's been a fantastic year for my wife and I. Our little girl, she's turning one this Saturday, our little girl Sophia. So
congratulations,
pretty
bro.
Pretty excited about that. Yeah,
oh, nice.
Thank you.
What, her birthday it's, Saturday?
You got your little Leo.
Oh, she is? I didn't even know what her zodiac was.
Yes, my daughter's born day is August 13th. She's a Leo.
Yeah, my daughter turns two on Sunday.
So how about this? I'll send you a gift if you send me one.
That don't sound like a fair trade. So let's set a price point.
Yeah.
All right? We both going to spend $50 a piece on each other.
I can do that.
All right. We'll figure it out, bro.
This is not going to happen. I can already feel it.
Yeah, right? In all seriousness, like I said, it's been a wonderful year for my wife and I. Last year, we had an unfortunate loss, you know, a miscarriage. So just to be able to see our little girl turn one this Saturday is just night and day, a full 360. So,
but happy birthday, Sophia! Happy birthday, Sophia!
God is good, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he is. Amen. All the time.
Enjoy, because they grow so fast, man. They get big so fast.
And it's beautiful that right after that miscarriage, you got right back on that bike, man.
Hey, man. It's the only way to keep riding, right?
That's it.
There you go. Thank you for calling, bro.
It's the only way to have a baby, too.
Yeah, it is.
Snack Man.
Oh,
what's
God.
Up? Hey, Snack Man.
What's up, Angela? Yo, I went to Bridgeport. I did a show. And,
Snack Man's a comedian for everybody who's not familiar.
He says he's a comedian.
He's been calling up here. Though. Actually, Snack Man's been calling since I was on Sirius.
Haven't made me laugh
just
once.
We watched that video. You're going to laugh. Even if you don't want to laugh, you're going to laugh. Trust me, I've watched it about 50 times. It's so hilarious.
What video?
You got to watch it.
He's just performed
WMDC.
In Bridgeport.
I gotta go. WMDC. Thank you.
First of all, don't call up here and say you gotta go. Like, we keeping you on the phone. We don't even want to talk to you.
He called us.
All right, y'all gotta go. Like, we're nobody holding you.
He hung up.
He
crazy.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Demi Lovato. She has written an open letter for everybody, and we'll tell you what she has to say about her sobriety. Also, Kalani has an open letter as well. We'll tell you what she has to say for her fans as she takes a little bit of a break.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors and talk. Oprah.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, you know when Oprah has a date night, I'm sure it's incredible. And she gave out some advice on what she does to get Stedman in the mood. Here's what she had to say, and it's posted on Oprah Magazine's Instagram.
So he is delighted with anything that I make. So my favorite date night is to make him black-eyed peas and cornbread as a surprise for dinner. And then it's on.
What's on?
I don't know.
It goes down with her and Stedman.
Oprah get a little freaky.
Now, you know my last name is Pinky Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, so Oprah my mama. I don't want to think about Stedman getting a full stomach and then giving mama O the big O.
Okay. Why not? You don't think Oprah does
I know
that?
Mama got to have a life, too, but God damn.
All right, Oprah, I'm mad.
Just some black-eyed peas.
It was the look in her eyes.
Cornbread.
I didn't know if it was Stedman or the black-eyed peas and cornbread that was making her bite her bottom lip.
All right, Oprah, I ain't mad at her.
All right, now let's do some good news. Ludacris paid for a woman's groceries at Whole Foods, and she posted on Facebook basically telling the whole story. He didn't know her struggles or anything, but she was behind him in line, and one of her items actually ended up getting mixed in with his groceries. It was some dog food. She insisted on paying for those items, but he wasn't having it, and he ended up paying for all her stuff, $375 worth of Whole Foods groceries for her. Now, he didn't know that she was going through a lot of things in her personal life. Her husband passed away after a battle with brain cancer. She's also taking care of her disabled brother and six rescued animals that she has. So she's been having a lot of financial hardships. She said she's a Hurricane Katrina survivor. Mm. She lost her mom because of that. She said Ludacris had no way of knowing. His quiet kindness and generous gesture came at a moment when my candle was out. He used his personal light to fire up my own. Isn't that what we should be doing for each other? I think it is. Be like Ludacris, y'all. I know I'm going to do it. Pay it forward. We can, every one of us, do something for others.
That's a beautiful thing. That's
she didn't great. Even know it was Ludacris. She said the cashier actually told her, you know that's Ludacris, right?
I will say, though, if you're having financial hardships, first thing you do is not to be in Whole Foods.
Okay, well, somebody gave her a $250 Whole Foods gift card.
That's
why
she was
there.
A friend of hers
gave that to her to buy some groceries, noticing the struggles that she was going through. That's why she was there.
So it was $375 worth of groceries. So she had an extra $150-something to
$125.
And make up for the $250 gift card.
Right. So, but he paid for everything. Yes. So
just scale down a little bit when you're going through financial hardships. Or if you get the gift card, just spend $250. Okay.
Well shout to Luda.
Some
nice
people
thing.
Don't have $100 to even spend on the groceries at a regular store.
She has six dogs to take care of her disabled brother and all of that.
Okay.
Six rescued animals.
No doubt.
That's what she's doing.
No doubt.
So Ludacris did a great deed for her.
That was nice,
and
Luda.
And actually helped her out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Demi Lovato, she posted an open letter on social media, and that's all because she wants to be very transparent about her journey with addiction. She said, what I've learned is that this illness is not something that disappears or fades with time. It's something I must continue to overcome, and I have not done that yet. I want to thank God for keeping me alive and well. To my fans, I am forever grateful for all your love and support. So she said now she will heal and focus on her sobriety and road to recovery.
Why she make it sound like it's just like a sickness? It is a sickness.
It's an illness.
It's also an addiction. It is a difference between the way we talk about Demi Lovato's addiction problem and other people's addiction problem, though.
What do you mean?
We call other people crackhead. We haven't said that about her yet.
But she didn't use crack.
What do you call her? The pill head? Yes.
We don't have a term for we don't know what she did it yet, though, right? We don't know what pill it was.
Opioid
or what
head.
It was. We don't know what it was.
Yeah, we pray for everybody's recovery. Anybody that has any struggles with addiction. Kalani, in the meantime, is taking a break. She said it's her first break in her entire career. I've been on 3 tours this year. I'm loving being home for more than 2 days at a time. Please don't rush me. The music's coming when it's supposed to. I've earned this time. So, yes, you have, Kalani. Take that time for yourself and get it together. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Why are you playing your own drops during Angela Yee's rumor report?
I hit it by accident.
Why did somebody just yell out DJ Envy during Angela
Yee? I don't know. I hit it by accident. Bees like that sometimes.
Why are you hitting your own drops at 7 o'clock in the morning? It's not even in the mix yet.
I'm getting my
mix show isn't until 9 o'clock.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Goodness gracious. All right, and happy birthday to YBN Almighty J. He turned 19 today.
Oh, I saw a black China boy. I'm a dog.
Why are you looking like that?
Because I don't know that nigga. And I'm like, why are you just shouting him out for that?
Maybe Envy knows him.
Damn.
This is his birthday.
That was the Ramborn Day was yesterday. Londell McMillan. People we actually know. You just shouting out YBN Almighty J, NBA, MLB, NFL. Who is that? I don't even know him. Does he rap?
I think
yes. It's Black China's
boyfriend.
All
right. Little young dude. Okay.
Congratulations, young man.
All right. When we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We'll talk about a fight that went down in a Brooklyn nail salon, and it was an all-out brawl. I know this video went viral, so we'll give you what information we do know at this time.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about these nail salon workers in Brooklyn. There was a big fight, and this fight went viral. I'm looking at Tamika Mallory's page, and she's posting as everything has gone down as they are protesting outside this nail salon. Now, what they're saying happened is a woman who was an elder was there with her granddaughter. She paid for her feet and nails but refused to pay for her eyebrows because she was not satisfied with how her eyebrows were done. Instead of making a compromise or including a third party like the police to mediate, the women in the nail salon then attacked the women. And you can see there's a video that's gone viral. Like a million people have viewed it so far. And you can see that it's an all-out brawl in East Flatbush at Red Apple Nails.
It ain't no brawl. Brawl is two-sided. That was a very one-sided brawl. And that's my whole point with that video. I feel like I turned to a TV show in the middle of it and missed the beginning, so I don't quite know what's going on. But I will say this. Black people got to start fighting back. I'm so sick of watching videos where we turn up on each other with the quickness, but when it comes to other races, we get cowardly as hell. Stop recording these random acts of racism and start defending yourselves, okay? They got metal rods. It's something in that store you could have picked up and started swinging back.
Well, cops did end up arresting a salon worker and one of the patrons on Friday night after the incident, though we don't know which person got arrested. But the customer that was arrested was booked on misdemeanor assault and other charges. She was released on personal.
She didn't. They arrested the customer for misdemeanor assault?
She didn't swing.
Unless there's a part of the video we didn't see.
I don't know which customer that is. I don't know which customer that was that got arrested.
Well, it couldn't have been. The only person we saw swinging was the employee, so that wouldn't make them a customer.
Well, after one woman was swung on and she left the salon, there was another woman inside the salon that started fighting as well.
Well, good. That's the video I want to see because I get so tired of seeing black people getting their ass kicked on camera.
It's disrespectful. Like, I'm watching that video, I'm so pissed off. And you know, the funny thing about it, it's not funny, but this happened to Gia before where, not that nobody swung on her, but Gia will go into a place and if you don't necessarily give the service that she wants and she's not satisfied with the service, she ain't paying. And if you got a problem with her, then she's like, whatever. But she's not paying for a service that she's not satisfied with.
And this happens all the time. Like, if you go to a restaurant and you order some food and the food isn't good, they still sometimes try to charge you for it.
Well, most of the time when you complain, they at least try to fix things.
As
I guess,
they should.
I guess you can't fix it once you done messed my eyebrows up. It's no going back with that.
Nah, no fixing eyebrows.
So usually if you complain...
You gotta wait for those to grow back in.
Yeah. You complain and they did a terrible job. Most people won't honor that and not make you pay. But if they do, you just pay and never go back.
What I think is key here, though, is that the woman did pay for her nails and feet, which she also got done, but she refused to pay for her eyebrows. Eyebrows are like $5, $7.
What's key here is in the video I saw wasn't no black people throwing them goddamn hands. All right? That's what I'm tired of seeing. I am sick and tired of seeing videos of us turning up on each other, but when it comes to other races, we just back down.
Well, they said one person was a grandmother.
Okay, so two other people weren't.
I don't know how old she is, but...
Yeah, she was getting hit overhead in the head with that metal rod, and it just hurt my stomach, man.
Can you imagine somebody hitting your grandma with a metal rod?
It's never like...
I don't think the grandma was getting hit in the head over with a metal rod.
Who was getting hit with the metal rod?
I don't know who was who.
I don't know about you.
When I was watching it.
I really don't know. Maybe she's just not that type of person, but my grandmama... hit me so many times with that shoe. My grandma would have got busy with that shoe in it.
But I say there are six people attacking her, and we did see the video from the middle, so we don't know what happened.
Yeah, we don't know.
That. And there's definitely six people surrounding her, attacking her.
Regardless, she should have never got hit with that rod.
Try that with my deal.
So everybody is now protesting.
The deal's not real.
For this nail salon, Red Apple Nail.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What do you do if you get a service and you're not satisfied? All right, that's what we
assume.
Envy
will get you fired afterwards.
I don't play. I will get you fired. I'm not paying for a service. And hey, call the police. Call them.
You do know that those businesses only thrive because they provide good service. So
right.
If you tell them that their service sucks, they should honor that and not make you pay or try to correct whatever it is they messed up. You can't do that when it comes to like
and that's why things like
and
reviews
stuff,
and all of that is important, like because everybody goes and leaves a review afterward. You should care about, because I base a lot on, if I need to go to a business, I look on Yelp, I look and see what type of reviews this place has gotten. If I see bad reviews because your service is bad,
but
that affects business.
I do tell you, I would say that most of those reviews are bad, and you have a lot of problems in those hair salons and nail salons. Wow. I guess they feel like they've put the time in, the effort in, whether it takes 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And if I don't like it, I'm sure they're like, well, I put this hour in, but I don't like your ish, and I'm not paying you.
The only thing I'm learning from this is you better go in there with a weapon. All right, you go in these nail salons. You go anywhere where you think you might get bad service and you don't like the service, you better be prepared to get into a scrap if they coming out with metal rods on your ass. How dare you tell me my product ain't good? How dare you tell me my service was whack?
585-1051. What do you do if you get a service, if you went to one of these places, you get a service and you're not satisfied? What do you do in that situation? Because there's no manager.
Call for backup.
It's not like you'd be like, can I, let me talk to your manager. There's never a manager. No, it's usually the owner.
You might be right. Call for backup if they're jumping you. Okay, if they're jumping you just because you tell them your service bad.
See, why is your phone?
That ain't my phone. Damn.
Whose phone is that? You?
Not me.
That's not mine.
That definitely was one of yours.
That was God.
Oh. All right, 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kanye West through the wire. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, over the weekend in Brooklyn, there was a brawl. It was not a brawl.
Stop saying it was a brawl.
What do you call it?
It was some people getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, somebody got jumped.
It wasn't no brawl. Brawl is two people going at it, two groups of people, two people going at it with each other.
An unfortunate situation. What happened, Yee?
Yes, it was at New Red Apple Nails on Notion Avenue in East Flatbush, and there was a fight. One woman didn't like how her brows were done, refused to pay for her eyebrow job, and that's when the nail salon workers then surrounded her, attacked her with broomsticks and everything, dustpans, all of that.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, what do you do if you get a service and you're not satisfied?
You don't get your ass kicked, and that's my whole point of this whole video. I'm so tired of seeing black people, so quick to fight each other, but when it comes to other races, we get so cowardly, okay? I want us to stop recording these random acts of racism and start throwing these hands.
All right, let me ask you a question. What would your wife do, right?
What?
Your wife is in a nail salon.
Yes.
With your younger daughter.
Yes.
Getting in a nail salon, and something happens. Is your wife going to start fighting with your younger daughter then?
No, she's going to complain, and she's going to tell them, I don't like the way y'all did my nails.
Right.
Okay, and if they tell her, okay, well, you have to pay anyway, she's going to pay and never go back there again. And if they swing on us, my wife is absolutely going to throw them hands.
So she would pay regardless?
Yeah, she would, but she'd never go back. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you are paying for labor. Even though you didn't like the service, they did still put in the time.
See, my wife's not going to pay. My wife is not going to pay, and what my wife got hands. She's from Brooklyn. She got hands, so she's quick to. If that lady would have pulled out a rod, that whole nail salon would be.
Well, the places that I like to go to, if their service is great, then what they should do is, if you don't like something, they shouldn't make you pay for it. They should say to you, okay, or they should say, well, what can I do to fix it? If it's brows, there's not much they can do to fix it, and they shouldn't make you pay for that.
I agree.
But if it turns into a bigger deal, I'd probably just be like, all right, no tip or nothing, I'm out of here, never going back.
That shouldn't be on the customer, because it's the business's job to provide good service.
Right.
So if they provide good service, then they are messing up future money, not only from you, from people that you may tell, don't go to that place sucks.
I would go right on Yelp and write a terrible review with my face on it, because I use my Yelp. And if I have great service, I like to leave a review. When I have terrible service, I do the same thing.
See, the problem is you rushed my service probably because the hair salon, the nail salon was packed and you rushed me. No, I'm not paying for it. I am not paying for bad service. I work hard for my money and I'm not paying you for you to F up my stuff.
And what if they pull out a metal rod and bust you upside your head? Then what?
I'm going to call the police. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to call the police. And then I'm going to sue the ish out of that nail salon. What's the name of that nail salon?
New Red Apple Nails.
New Red Apple Nails. New Red Envy Nails. That's
what
it's
going to
be called.
New Red Blood pouring out the side of your head because they bust you upside the head with a metal rod.
Hey. Hello, who's this?
This is Paris. How you doing?
What's up, bro? What do you do if you get a service and you're not satisfied, bro?
Oh, I'm going there and I'm going to let them know that, look, you're going to do my service the way that I want you to do it. Because, you're paying for a service. But then you're not going to do the service the way you want to do it. You're going to do it the way I want you to do it.
I'm with you.
Ain't no coming back from bad eyebrows, though. Once they mess your eyebrows up, you just got to wait till they grow in.
But see, you can still be mad and not pay for it. I got to pay and my eyebrows is crooked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
Saya!
Yo, what's going on, Envy? What's going on?
Hey, man, you a dude, man. I know what you're going to do in that situation. You're going to fight, right?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm scrapping. Come on.
First of all, we don't even need to get to scrapping. Ask them the question first.
What would you do if you get a service and you're not satisfied?
Exactly. You don't just start fighting just because you're not satisfied.
First things first. If I get a service, I'm not satisfied. I ain't paying. Feel me? That's it. Bottom line. That's what you got to do. There ain't no excuse about it.
What if your barber bigger than you? What if your barber messed your hair up and then you tell him he ain't paying, but he bigger than you?
Listen, I'm going to grab those clippers and I'm going to get them right in the throat right there with them clippers.
That's what you think.
It ain't nothing off limits.
That's what you think.
Oh, my goodness. Stephanie!
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Now, what do you do if you get a service and you're not satisfied, Stephanie?
Well, Well, usually if I get a service and I'm not satisfied for it, I call a manager and I don't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I try my hardest not to, because it doesn't make any sense to get into a fight with somebody down here, especially in Florida. You don't know what these people have on them.
You're right. Stand your ground, Law.
Right. But it
exactly.
did. We don't know what happened before they started recording, but it looked like they were just attacking this woman.
But in a nail salon, who's the manager? I never seen a manager in a nail salon. Usually just the owner.
No,
the
usually
the person
that,
doing your nails.
Yeah, usually the person who sits in the front in the first chair is the person that's the best, and sometimes they're the manager also. That's how you can usually tell. But my nail salon in Brooklyn, I love. Like, they're great.
I do feel like it's a part of this video that we're missing. Because we didn't see 0 to 60. That video starts at 60, and it goes to like 100, 150, 200.
That's
like
true.
Something happened in between that process.
That's true.
For them to start just pulling out metal rods and swinging like that, something happened.
800-585-1051. What do you do if you get a service and you're not satisfied? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about an incident that happened over the weekend at a nail salon. Explain to the people right fast, Yee.
Yes, this was in Brooklyn. And what we see from the video is the workers at the nail salon are attacking this woman. And what we do know is that she didn't like her eyebrow job and didn't want to pay for it.
So do you want me to believe that she didn't like her eyebrow job, she didn't want to pay, and so these group of Asian people just decided to start beating up on her because she didn't want to pay?
I don't know exactly what happened.
Something's
but...
missing from this whole story. But what I do hate the most about this video is I am sick and tired of seeing black people getting their ass kicked on camera. Like, we got to start fighting back. Like, I'm just sick of watching videos where we turn up on each other with the quickness, but when it comes to other races, we get cowardly as hell.
But maybe they did fight back, and then the lady pulled out a rod, and the girl was like,
"Oh,
look,
so we missed that part. We missed the part."
Yeah,
I can't
fight a rod, so let me get out of Dodge.
Well, I'm fine with that. I just need to see it for my own personal well-being.
We don't know, all right?
I just want to see black people throwing them hands, man, and connecting with people of other races. If we're gonna fight, if we're gonna be fighting each other, at least can we get some W's?
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ Envy. This is Chevella calling.
Hey, Chevella.
Good morning, Chevella.
Good morning, Charlamagne, Angela Lee.
Good morning, hon.
Excuse me. Good morning. I wanted to speak on the incident up in New York at that nail salon.
Go ahead, mama.
That is absolutely ridiculous. See, us as a people, we really should consider funneling our money into our own companies to provide these services to each other. These Koreans and Japanese people, whoever they are that have these salons, they would never step foot in an African-American business and spend one nickel with us. But we take our hard-earned dollars to these people. They don't greet us respectfully when we walk in, and they won't even as much as offer us a $5 discount as a regular customer.
Now, hold on. My nail salon, they treat me very well. As soon as I walk in, everybody's friendly, nice. They greet everybody nicely. They give us discounts.
Oh, Angela Yee defending her Asian side this morning.
I'm not saying all, Angela, because I haven't been to every nail salon.
Right.
But as of recent, I'm a truck driver, like I said, and in between my loads, on occasion, I will stop into a nail salon. I went to a nail salon out in Pennsylvania last week. I have been to this place before. $80 for a pedicure, manicure, gel polish, what have you. When I went in there a week ago, the guy that greeted me, I had never seen him there before, but it was a couple faces that I recognized. When I walked into the front door, he looked at me and he said, "What?" I don't know if it was because of my appearance, because again, I'm a truck driver. I don't let myself go sloppily like some people do, but I had on my headset, my hair was tied up, I had on a tank top, tennis shoes, and flip-flops, you know, comfortable for the truck.
Comfortable.
And the way he greeted me immediately turned me off, and I said, "Excuse me?" And he was like, "What do you need?" I turned around and walked out. Like, no,
you're right.
Just,
treat
mean,
me some
it's
respect.
It's not what you do, it's how you do it, and it's not what you say, it's how you say
first
it.
First of all, 80...
situation in New York, I'm sorry, go ahead.
$80 is a lot of money. And
is a lot.
I like spa pedicures, milk and honey, okay? Or sometimes the green tea. But I don't spend no $80 for that. That's
not
a lot of money.
Not only $80 am I spending with these people, I'm giving them a tip, too. So I'm walking out of the door, leaving them with $100+, and you can't even greet me accordingly
when
I'm
walking. Right. Yeah, you're right.
You're absolutely right now,
like,
that case.
You're not going to get no more money from me because you can't even greet me as a human being.
Okay, baby,
no.
calm down. Let's breathe.
But what she said, she is right. We need to start having our We need to start having our own businesses and make sure that we can support each other.
Man, this ain't nothing new. This is mandatory. Financial freedom is our only hope. Unity and group operation is a must. We act like Elijah Muhammad and Marcus Garvey and everybody before us hasn't been telling us this. This is a must.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, Tiana Taylor has her own nail salon in Harlem.
Yeah, Junie B's.
And then that's African-American owned. So you can go to Junie B's in Harlem.
And in Brooklyn, we have quite a few of them in Best
Out. I would much rather fight my own people for giving me bad service.
We have to start using our heads for more than these and, from these people and all of this ridiculousness. Like, we really have to do better as a whole.
And we got to start sticking with each other. Now, there's no way I could be in a nail salon and see them hit a girl over the head with a rod. I can't see that.
A customer did intervene.
As he should have, or she should have.
As he should have, I can't see that.
That should have never turned into anything physical, period.
Calm down for you fight somebody this morning now.
Yeah, she's mad as
hell. You in your truck now? You in your truck now?
Yeah, I'm in the truck now.
Blow the horn for me.
Headed to Maine.
Blow the horn.
I want to see this $80 pedicure.
Thank you, Mama.
I ain't gonna lie.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is she's absolutely right. Unity and group operation is a must. We must start doing for ourselves. Period.
Well, shout out to Posh Nails in Brooklyn. That's where I get my nails done. They do a great job. Treat me very well.
I would much rather get into a fight with my own people because they gave me bad service. All right.
My goodness. All right. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Well, I mean, we're going to keep it moving. Let's talk about EA. They are apologizing to Colin Kaepernick because of this whole Madden game. We'll give you all the information on what happened with that.
Let's talk about unity and group operation,
damn
it.
Over the weekend. Let's just get right into that.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this was the controversy over the weekend. Now, in the EA Madden game, apparently Colin Kaepernick's name was left off of YG's song, Big Bank. Here's the original version of the song.
Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the packin'. You boys all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick. I'm rare as affordable healthcare.
All right,
2 years in a row, by the way. They did that last year on the Mike Will Made It song, took Cap name out of it.
All right, well, here's the version that you hear on EA Madden 19.
Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the packin'. You boys all cap, I'm more...
All right, very glaringly missing.
Now, somebody had to do that because there's no way they could just take out the vocal and have the beat playing unless they had the actual instrumental.
They did the same thing last year on a Mike Will Made It song.
An engineer sent that through. EA couldn't have done it.
Well, Big Sean tweeted out, "It's disappointing and appalling. NFL and at EA took Kaepernick's name out of my verse on Big Bang from Madden 19 like it was a curse word. When he's not a curse, he's a gift. Nobody from my team approved any of this." Now, they responded, "Hey, Sean, no doubt we messed up here. We look forward to making it right." And then they posted, "We made an unfortunate mistake with our Madden NFL soundtrack. Members of our team misunderstood the fact that while we don't have rights to include Colin Kaepernick in the game, this doesn't affect soundtracks. We messed up and the edit should never have happened. We will make it right with an update to Madden NFL 19 on August 6th that will include the reference again." So they did apologize to YG, Big Sean, to Colin, the NFL, to the fans and the players for that mistake. Now, here's what YG had to say about speaking with the EA CEO.
You know, the CEO, we had a conversation on the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They was apologizing. They said, you know what I'm saying, they going to do more than just, like, call everybody and apologize and all that. You know what I'm saying?
So that's good.
That wasn't purposely done, is what they say. But I'm a fan of the NFL and the NBA and all that, so we just got to make it right. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Now, will YG be boycotting the game? Here's what he had to say about that.
They not boycotting that. Own bloods. I got the new one in my car right now. I'm about to go play this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They put bro's name back in the song on the game. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? So it's all good.
Well, I don't think people should boycott Madden, but if you are going to give $59.99 to however much that game costs to people like EA that are marginalizing you, then give $59.99 to the person being marginalized. And that's why on Friday, my brother Van Lathan and my sister Angela Rye and myself, we started the Know Your Rights Challenge, where we encourage people to do just that. And since Friday, the people have collectively come together to raise over $80,000 for Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp. So we don't have to sit around and be outraged all the time. We have to learn to turn that negative energy and the positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, now let's discuss Fargo. Do any of you watch the show? Because they're going into the fourth season of Fargo. It's a 6-time Emmy-winning series. And guess who's going to be on the new season? Because they haven't been giving out too much information. Chris Rock. Chris Rock is going to play the head of an African-American crime family pitted against an Italian crime family in a Romeo and Juliet type of premise. So for those people who have never watched Fargo, they said it's a really great show. I'm going to have to get into it since Chris Rock is about to be on the next season.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And by the way, I challenged you and DJ Envy. I challenged Angela Yee and DJ Envy to give you $59.99.
When did you challenge us?
I challenged y'all on Friday.
We were on a boat. We didn't get service.
Well, wait, did you text me?
I put it on Twitter. I mean, not Twitter, on Instagram.
Well, why did you text me?
Because it's a challenge. I got to publicly do it so other people can see it.
See it.
All right. I seen it when I got back. Okay.
I challenged you.
I seen it when I got back on Monday.
I challenged Envy, Angela, Amanda Seals, T.I., and Killer Mike.
Amanda did it.
I haven't seen T.I. do it yet. Killer Mike texted me and said he was doing it. And I haven't seen y'all
do it
yet.
I just didn't see it. You should have texted me.
We were on the boat. Like, we were out on the boat, you know.
And Kevin Hart got challenged by Kenny Burns, because Kenny Burns did it, and Kevin Hart is about to show out today.
Wait, is that the video where your face was all in the camera?
Don't remind me.
It was definitely a weird angle.
Okay.
Weird,
like,
it was weird.
Oh, like, I didn't see it. I just saw his face, and I was like, what the hell is Charlamagne doing in that scroll past?
The weird angle is called selfie mode.
I see it too.
What was going on?
It was kind of confusing. I didn't pay it any mind.
There's nothing on this planet that will humble you more than selfie mode. Okay.
I was like, why does Charlamagne look like that?
I
didn't realize it was a challenge.
The only reason I went back and watched that video because it was on the Shade Room. Like chap lips, and I was like, selfie mode is terrible. Your selfie mode will humble your ass, boy. I don't care how.
Well, I'm gonna go read those comments.
We should do a challenge to get you some Vaseline for
Read those comments on Shade Room now.
Don't try to distract from the fact y'all ain't donate that $59.99 to Colin Kaepernick.
We know.
I'm sorry, that video looks scary. I didn't want to hear it.
All right. Okay.
All right. Let me go donate this money.
Go donate the money. The link is in my bio. The Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp, okay?
How long are you going to leave that video up?
$59.99. All right. Go donate some money.
Well, Mr. Chaplip, who are you giving that donkey to?
My lips aren't chapped this morning, okay? They were just chapped that day. It was early.
It was just that day.
It was early, okay? Oh, donkey today. Donkey today is more of a public service announcement to everybody 4 after the hour. We need to talk to some people out here in these streets because I cannot believe you guys are, I don't even know if you call this safe sex. I was about to say practicing this type of safe sex, but we'll talk about it 4 after the hour.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Dunk it or the shade. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 6th goes out to everyone who is reusing condoms in these streets.
What?
I saw this story on CNN Health this morning, and I was disgusted simply because I know someone who has tried this before.
Hmm.
Now, the Center for Disease Control has released a statement, and that statement is warning people against reusing condoms. They actually tweeted out, "We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse condoms. Use a fresh one for each sex act." Duh. Now, I shouldn't even be concerned with this story because I am a happily married member of the faithful black male community. I have 2 beautiful daughters and another young queen on the way next month, so condoms serve no purpose in my life. But my brothers, on a scale of 1 to 21 savage, what level of savagery is this? Okay, now I have a friend who I saw do something like this a long, long, long time ago. We were actually in Jamaica at Hedonism, and he couldn't find no condoms on the resort, and I watched him take a condom and dip it in the ocean. And from what I know, he attempted to use it again. Now, when I saw him do this, my natural instinct was, this is wrong. And I don't think this is the way condoms are meant to be used. And Elizabeth Teron, with the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, says you can't reuse condoms simply because they won't work as well. Do I have to say duh again? She says condoms prevent the spread of most STDs and likely reduce the risk of all STDs, but a condom is only effective when used correctly. Incorrect use, such as reusing a condom or using more than one at a time, diminishes the protective effect of condoms by leading to condom breakage, slippage, or leakage. If you're one of the few people out there reusing your condoms, she says, A, please don't, and B, take heart. The World Health Organization's position on condoms recognizes the need for both better education on effective condom uses, as well as free or low-cost distribution options, so people won't feel the need to recycle. Y'all are taking this go green thing way too far. Okay, I'm all about protecting the environment. I'm all about recycling, but some things just don't need to be reused. I can't believe that time is being spent on news channels telling people that they shouldn't reuse condoms. Let's go to WQAD News Channel 8 for the report, please.
The CDC recently tweeted a reminder to the general public. Condoms are known to help protect you and your sexual partners against sexually transmitted infections and unwanted pregnancies as long as they are used properly. Leaders of the CDC say washing or reusing condoms does not fall under that category. Whatever the reason for reusing them may be, the CDC just wants to make sure you're using them correctly so you're not putting yourself or your partner at risk.
Life is a spoof. None of this is real. This is all the more reason to move into this gated community called the Faithful Black Male Association. Brothers is out here making the STD rates go up because they reusing condoms. Condoms are one-hit wonders, bruh. Condoms are Vanilla Ice. Condoms are Sir Mix-a-Lot. Condoms are Trinidad James. Okay, they give us that one jam and you keep it moving, okay? Condoms are not career artists that are going to stand the test of time. Now, am I missing something? Yee, has a man ever reused a condom on you?
I hope not.
Guys in the room, raise your hand. Anybody ever reused a condom? Envy, you haven't used condoms in years. Nobody needs to ask you.
You're supposed to tie it up and flush it.
Tie it up?
Yeah, like tie the condom.
When the sperm is inside, tie it up and flush it.
You guys haven't used condoms in a while.
Anyway, condoms.
You don't tie it?
Condoms are not a t-shirt
like
from Target.
A water balloon?
Okay. I really need y'all to know this. Condoms are not a t-shirt from Target. You don't wash them and reuse them. You don't hang them outside to dry like bed sheets. That's like reusing the toilet tissue that you wipe your ass with. Can you imagine saving the toilet tissue you wipe your ass with and then using it again? If you are scrunching your face up thinking about that, and you're scrunching your face up like Fantasia hitting a high note, then you should feel the same way about reusing condoms.
Or tampons.
Ugh. Oh.
Evie, you don't use tampons, relax.
Bro, you screamed like you use tampons. I'm not gonna lie. That grunt was like, what you know what that? It feels like to put a tampon inside you. I wish we could rewind right now. Why did you do that? Please give everyone reusing condoms the sweet sounds of the Hamilton.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Fails to amaze me that working with this guy for 8 years, he just finds new ways to be beige every day. I talk about reusing condoms. He didn't say nothing. I talk about reusing toilet tissue that you wipe your ass with. He didn't say nothing. Soon as Yee says reusing tampons, you ain't even get that angry at Dean Zamaro.
That's disgusting.
You didn't grunt like that before you walked out. My gosh. This is crazy.
I'm not you guys' friends, man. All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Taylor Bennett will be joining us.
Taylor's going to be here?
You could grunt like that if you want, but Taylor Bennett will be joining us. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Taylor Bennett.
What's up, y'all, man? Thanks for having me on the show, man. Big fan. Appreciate
you. You can lower the mic a little bit so we can see your face.
Oh, where? My bad. Yeah, I'm a little shorty, you know what I'm saying?
We're all short.
I was just saying, thank you guys for having me on the platform, man. I've been a big fan of everything you guys do, so
supporter.
Thanks for opening up.
I don't like the word fan. That sucks.
Man, I'm a
supporter.
Fan.
What's
supporter.
Wrong being a fan? I'm a fan of a lot of people.
I like to say I'm supporting people. You know what I mean?
I like being a fan.
I feel that because it's like a fan.
Last time I saw you, I was like, we got to get you on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, yo. I was actually talking to my girl about that when we found out that we were doing this. I was like, yo, I can't wait to get on the show because I know we had talked at Kia you did. Yeah.
And now the timing is great because you have the new EP, Be Yourself.
Right, yeah.
I was listening to it this morning, and I told everybody, everybody's like, what do you think of it? I said, I like it. I said, the bars are there. I just feel like he hasn't learned how to be in pocket with his flow yet.
I feel that. I used to look up at the stars, wonder if they really there. If she was, why he give me hand-me-downs every year? Why my mama hate my dad and why my daddy never here? Why I got this IEP and why can't I just be prepared? Why these teachers laugh at me when I say I'm a beat a mare? When I say I'm serious, why these smiles don't disappear? Because I write that CTA 4.0 with my GPA. My mama was so proud of me, Lisa Bennett, not Lisa Ray. She been scratching lottery tickets, when we gonna see the place? And on top of that, I got my first suspension like yesterday. They know I'm 07 now, why these gonna mess with me? If I got a problem, still call up Zeke, he gonna rescue me. Used to hit up Jay for that recipe, now it's rest in peace. J-Lo, you could rest in peace. Damo, you could rest in peace. Morbius, you could rest in peace. Damn, that got the best of me. Used to leave McDonald's with empty bottles and good gelato. When it's hot Chicago, we moving like the clutch off the throttle. Now it's less McDonald's like models coming from Colorado. If I painted my story, my canvases over couldn't follow. Used to stay up late nights wanting what I couldn't borrow. Now it's hello world, hella yellow girls in my bed and twirl. So much more than my dictionary could infer. I just had to write this track like goddamn on my stomach hurt. Cause we all independent in this bitch and he could
merch. Been a while since I've been at church. No wonder I'm feeling cursed. Wishing this was so far back when ain't nobody give a f- before this acid rain dance, and that's when we were good enough. From playpens to stadiums, that's a lot of growing up. I just thought I'd open up because we are the Breakfast Club.
Drop on the clue, okay, Bob.
All right.
Take you know,
that,
I got to use y'all platform,
that's
man.
That's
so
all
thank
I know,
you.
But I'm saying, take
that's
that.
Off the EP. It's not freestyle.
Does it sound good to you, though?
Yeah, that sounded good.
I didn't say he didn't sound good.
Man, you know, Charlamagne going to challenge me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I appreciate that, so.
He was sitting on the beat. Charlamagne didn't think
he was in pocket, like, you know, but right the, like I said, the bars were there.
Right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you start rapping after your brother, or did you?
Man, I think I started rapping probably a little bit after him. I'm younger than him, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we started at the same times, kind of freestyling around, and, you know, like fundamentals, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Has there ever been an interview where someone didn't mention Chance the Rapper for you?
It was almost this one. I'm just it's my brother, you know what I'm saying? He's the biggest independent artist. Man, no, he's the biggest independent artist in the world, you know what I'm saying? I can't hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really come from, you know what I'm saying? We really come from nothing. You know, when we get to this light, you know, they want to see us go head to head. We ain't going head to head. You know, that's my brother, man.
Go ahead and
it doesn't help that y'all look alike.
Right. It don't help.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You see, my teeth, though, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, y'all sounded like too, even when y'all rap. So when you make music, do you try to make music that's different than his, so to speak?
Man, you know what? I spent a long time in my life doing that. Mm-hmm. And I can't lie, you know what I'm saying? As a artist, I spent a long time, you know, looking at my brother as somebody that was just doing and trying to not sound like him. Now, and I remember my biggest album, Broad Shoulders, my dad told me we were in a car, we were on a ride, and he was like, I was talking to him about this stuff. He was like, man, you know what? Let me tell you something. Stop trying to not sound like him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's your blood.
Yourself.
That's your, we got almost the same vocal box. You know what I'm saying? Write what Taylor Bennett wants to write.
That's what I think separates you from Chance. Your life experiences versus his. Similar but different.
Yeah.
All right, now, when you came out on Twitter as bisexual, you said that you hadn't even told your family yet.
They found
out at the same time as the rest of the world found out.
Stop breaking news like that via Twitter, man. Tell your family first, Taylor.
Were they a little offended? Like, well, you couldn't tell us first?
Man, I don't think they were really a little bit offended. My pops is right here in the corner. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're offended. I think they're really happy for me. You know, I got parents that are, you know what I'm saying? They're great. And, you know, they're visionaries more than anything. And I think they were all happy. You know, I think they could tell that there was something, you know, in my life, you know what I'm saying? A part of me that I hadn't shared.
They probably already knew.
Yeah. My dad told me. He was like, you know what I'm saying? When I came out, he was like, man, you know, I kind of had, you know, some clues, but I'm going to let you do your own thing. You know what I'm saying? My dad, you know, he's a great man. He never, you know what I'm saying, really... He lets you do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn, so.
Was it something you always knew, like, when... Or was it something where you had an experience and you were like, okay.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, honestly, it is something that I've definitely always felt a trace of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be honest, too. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the south side of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Most of my friends, you know what I'm saying, were in gangs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Most of my... It wasn't acceptable, and I'm not going to act like it was. Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I came out when I was 21. And, you know, that's actually the reason why I'm even making this project now is not for me, because I already lived through this. You know, as an artist, that's why I want to change that, because, you know, I do have the platform, you know what I'm saying, to come up here, y'all, you know, to talk about that.
One of our producers were happy that you came out. You were in his girl's DMs, and he was nervous that you was going to take his girl.
What? He can still take his girl.
Yeah, he still
can. He's bisexual.
He
can still take his girl.
I'm bisexual. Thank you, Charlamagne. Genius in the room. That's something that I also just wanted to state. I know you guys are, you know what I'm saying, very politically correct. You guys know. But just for the platform, you know, to be bisexual means to like girls and to be attracted to males as well.
Yeah.
So just to state that, I know, you know what I'm saying?
So don't breathe easy.
How'd you know what's
happening? Because I heard Daniel whispering to you earlier. I just heard him say, my girl, and then Taylor. And I was tight because I wasn't really paying too much attention.
Like, but
I
put them both together.
Wait, you said, what happened though? What you said?
This guy right here,
I was in your girl's DMs?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, man. Well, still
He don't know.
Man, when you hear that she was in somebody's DMs and you starting to get famous, time, that's so when you did. Get scared.
She was single at the time.
She what? She was single at the time. So
oh. All right, man. Well, I would never holler at your girl right now. Especially not on the Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying?
Can you just spell it, man?
He was showing me the heart emojis and everything.
Sometimes it's hard for me.
I was sending the gold hearts.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's not single now, right? Lock it in, Dan.
Don't worry, I wouldn't. I'm not that kind of guy, man.
All right, now I want you to dispel something, because sometimes I'm the only girl in the room and we have these discussions. Yeah. A threesome, right? Yeah. These guys would tell me a threesome is two girls and a guy.
Two girls and a guy. But then from your perspective,
I think it'd be two guys and a girl too.
A threesome could be any of that. And I'm gonna just.
That's not true.
You said two guys and a girl is a trend?
Yeah.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. All right. Now that's some very accurate that he just said. I think that honestly, like, it don't matter if you're a girl or a dude. If it's three people doing some shit, it's a threesome.
That's why it's called the
now,
threesome.
Now, if you want to break that shit down like that, it's definitely a train. If you got two dudes going in on a girl, it's a train. Now, if those two dudes is getting it in, that's a threesome, though.
Let's talk about your album cover. Yeah, yourself, yeah. And how you came up with the concept. You're in your underwear.
Yeah.
Naked. Rainbow underwear. Yeah. And it's like a birthday celebration as well, it looks like.
Right. Yeah, so like I just stated a little bit earlier, you know, the day before I turned 21, last year, I came out as openly bisexual. Now, I've been living in this hip-hop world and the hip-hop community since I was like 14. You know, I've been rapping. I've only been living in the LGBTQ community for a year. Mm-hmm. So as an artist and as a person, I don't like to speak on things unless I really know about them. And, you know, if I want to say that I want to make opportunities for a community, I have to know the community first, and I want to know where we're headed. And I got to know where we're headed.
Young Thug is on your project. Why Young is he Thug such is, an inspiration to you?
Man, Young Thug is an inspiration to me because Young Thug is literally one of the most creative, day one, groundbreaking sacrifices, not just to be bi, not just to be gay, but to be yourself and to be weird. And to be different.
All right, we got more with Taylor Bennett when we come back. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Taylor Bennett in the building, rapper from Chicago, also Chance the Rapper's brother. Have people treated you different in the industry since you came out?
No,
you think
man.
Hip-hop is still,
you know,
very homophobic, or
is
you,
that
think you think hip hop is still very homophobic, or you think it's getting better?
I think that people make a misunderstanding of thinking that there's disconnection with the LGBTQ and the hip-hop community, and there's really a huge disconnection between the LGBTQ community and the black community.
Hip-hop is gay as hell.
Hip-hop is gay as
many gay people.
Hip-hop is gay as
yes.
But also, know that there's a lot of black people that never got the opportunity like me to come out. That's what I'm trying to do, is I want those motherfuckers to feel comfortable.
You know, when I knew you was coming, I was like, all right, I want to talk to him, but I don't want to talk to him too much about Chance, and I don't want to talk to him too much about his sexuality, because I don't think that's who he is, you know? So I
appreciate
listen to the album.
That,
when I hear you say I'm an Afro-American bisexual, I'm like, okay, I got to ask.
You got to ask. You know? But you know, that is something, that's what I wanted to talk about, you know what I'm saying? I want Charlamagne to say that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's a big thing for me, you know what I'm saying? I got friends that seen you speak at HBCUs and all types of, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, not just the role you play out here, but the role you play outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal for you to say, you know what I'm saying? You rock with that, you know what I'm saying? So thank you, man.
How much of your identity is rooted in your sexuality, though?
I don't think that much of it at all. You know what I'm saying? I think that actually mainstream media is so distracted by that, it's hard to even get to the music,
right? Yeah.
But at the same time, that's something that I knew scrolling down iTunes is like, man, you see the cover art before you hear the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk about it, then be all about it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, what you see is what you get. You know what I'm saying? If I could say that I'm a bisexual having on the tape, I should be able to wear rainbow Speedos on my cover album and be cool with that. Because if not, then I'm not real. You know what I'm saying?
Do the gay jokes bother you?
No, man. I don't really get that many gay jokes, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I'm black. Like, every joke was a gay joke growing up. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not really a thing. Now, you know, like, people coming at me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a Bennett. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And you can't play us some kind of way because we not like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to stand my ground. But, you know, at the same time, man, you know, you can't let stuff like that bother you, man. People going to talk. They going to. But, you know, I'm going to talk, you know what I'm saying, on The Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be here with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what matters to me as an artist. You know what I'm saying? I can't really even worry about that.
Was there ever a point where Chance was, I mean, not blowing up so crazy because he's blown, so you said to yourself, you know what? Maybe I don't want to do this.
Yeah, man.
Pressure being in this
I'll
show.
Tell you, man. I'll tell you all the time, y'all. I won't lie to y'all, man, because and if y'all look at any of my other interviews, I always say all this happens because of God. I was literally crying on the way over here because I've had so many people tell me that I wouldn't be sitting here. I've had so many people tell me that I couldn't play Jimmy Fallon just because my brother is Chance. You know what I'm saying? I thought about it. But, you know, on the way here, you got to think about God because God's the reason why I ain't give up.
100%.
It wasn't Chance. It wasn't my dad. It was like, man, look, this is you. You know what I'm saying? And what God got for you is for you and nobody else. So if you chase this, it's not for you. God ain't going to let you have it. And if you let you have it, you're not going to like it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that I'm happy doing what I do every day, so that makes me feel confident, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, I'm moving the right way.
You never seem to be, like trying to use him to get on either, though. Like, do you ever want to be part of the Save Money crew or anything
Nah, man. You know, man, my whole thing is, like, I'm trying to be Taylor Bennett, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I know that's what it's going to come down to. That's where the check's going to go, you know what I'm saying? I don't need none of that confusion. I don't need none of this group shit and all that. Because at the end of the day, if I'm working, I'm going to want to get paid, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Are the major labels knocking at your door crazy now?
Nah. I was just literally thinking about this yesterday. I was like, labels might just know at this point that my brother has made so much money, why would I ever sign? Mm-hmm. Like, if I was to sign a deal, like, why would I sign with them?
I haven't talked to Chance in a minute, but they always say Chance is, like, is not really independent. Like, he's...
Chance is really independent. Chance has no backers. He has no private investors. He has no parent labels or companies. He has an LLC that's set up as Chance the Rapper. That's his. You know, just I know for a fact, no backers, none of that.
I think they talk about, like, the deal with Apple was, like...
Well, no, but you got to know that was the first deal that Apple ever did for a free project. So there was no money really involved in that, right? But what you guys got to also understand is that Apple made that deal because it was a groundbreaking independent artist that labels weren't, you know, paying radios to play his music on. And this was the first way that he was going to break through. And he knew that. And they knew that. And they knew that streaming was coming in tune within that year. Right. That's when that was finna.
Streaming wasn't counting at first.
Streaming. I mean, well, not even just that it wasn't counting. But you guys know that is when streaming, like, started to become a big thing. So I think at that time they realized that this kid that is the king of SoundCloud, right? This major streaming platform that, you know, to them might not be where they want to go. They're like, let's use this kid, let's go. But, you know, it's not just Chance, it's Drake. He did something with Apple. He had a deal. Frank Ocean had a deal with Apple. But what you guys do got to know about Chance's deal is it's the only deal and it's the only project in the history that is free on Apple. So they couldn't even check the analytics of it. They couldn't even see how many people downloaded. That was not even eligible for those things because of the fact that it was a free album. But also know that Chance made them put some free shit on their platform.
Yeah, ain't no major label signing you.
Ain't no major label. I might walk out of here and get kidnapped. Walk around the corner.
Taylor, what's your DMs looking like nowadays?
Man, you know, my DMs look very crazy.
Daniel wants to see him. He would like to see him just to make sure.
Yo, my DMs look crazy. And
anything
I was just thinking.
For you? Like,
Nah, yo, you know what? I was just thinking how, like, discomfortable it kind of feels now to go through my DMs and not know what I'm going to see since I am openly bisexual and anything and everything could be in there. And, like, when I'm going through, I try to just look for the blue checks, like, to see, like, okay, maybe this verified motherfucker trying to talk to me real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because it does blow up. But at the same time, honestly, I do read a lot of my DMs, and a lot of them are from my fans. And believe it or not, I do have a lot of communication with them because a lot of them actually are coming to me to tell me about, like, stories, you know what I'm saying, about the project, whatever it is. I won't get into it, but, you know.
How do women react to that?
Man, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, you know what I'm saying? Women, I can't say all women, right? Because that would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the women that I'll talk to, you know what I'm saying, they really appreciate a man that could be honest. You know what I'm saying? A man that could be himself, a man that's not afraid, especially, you know, in this day and age in 2018 where, you know, every feel like he got to have dreads and sag his pants. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Does it make him nervous at all?
I mean, maybe they think you might cheat on them twice as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. But, I mean, like, you know, I can't really speak, and, you know, I think there's a lot of things in society, even at this point, that make people just uncomfortable, and that's why I'm here doing Be Yourself, so I don't want to say it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? But what I will say is that every, you know, any girl that I have ever, we've had that conversation, so, you know, it's something that, you know what I'm saying, is going to come up.
You know what pissed us off up here? When Chance proposed to his wife and people were mad at him for that.
Yo, he proposed in my grandma's backyard.
And I knew it had to have some type of significance.
I smacked somebody, like, over that because, like, people do be saying I actually missed that whole thing. Somebody else told me that, like, that was, like, a whole thing. And I actually missed it probably because people was commenting on my like, man, these rainbow underwear. You know what I'm saying? So I missed that doing the whole thing. But, you know, I was proud. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be able to reach these worldly heights and realize that they're not really shit, and then be able to come back to where your birthplace was and be like, this is where we need to get married because this is the love and this is the energy that I want in our
relationship. Real. Yeah. I said
all that.
It has got to have some significance.
Right, and like be talking like all that, but they be the same on Instagram, like with helicopter spinning and like propose. Get that lame ass out of here, bro.
And like, also, she was very happy. Like, that's the main thing.
That's
she
all
was
that
happy.
She was,
and that's, she was thrilled. That's what matters. If she loves it, we love it.
Yeah.
That's
and how it Chance be. Don't get no like, you know, so that's just how he is. You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, like, people be saying shit. Like, he's one of the, you know what I'm saying, most side, don't give a what I say type people I know.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us
thank
this
you guys
morning.
For
Taylor Bennett.
Me,
Taylor Bennett. It's thank the you Breakfast guys. Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday. Back to the work week.
I'm the
week.
Only person that feels like that in the room.
You said it so aggressive.
Jesus Christ.
You could have said it a little calmer.
Happy
just,
Monday.
Happy Monday.
I'm happy.
Just, happy Monday.
We back from Bermuda. It's Monday. I'm energized.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Here's a blast from the past. Eric Benet.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Eric Benet has a PSA for you. He wrote on his Instagram, rap artists, if all you rap about is killing black people, degrading black women, abusing drugs, materialization, living a low life, you are not an artist. You are a black face for white supremacy. You are being used to help destroy your own people.
He's got a point, but he has to understand that art is a reflection of life, and a lot of those conditions that those rap artists are rapping about were created by white supremacy. But when you know better, you should do better. So I understand. I can see both sides, basically.
But he said if all you rap about is.
Right.
So I guess if that's all you rap about instead of other things, too, that's going on, you know.
Yeah, but it takes people time.
People too.
Like a lot, especially when you're first coming out. When a lot of these artists are first coming out, that's all they know is the reflection of their environment. So they're just telling those stories.
Because sometimes people rap about love, relationships, politics. There's other things you could throw in the mix.
He's right. I mean, listen, when you know better, you do better. So he is right on that end.
All right, now let's discuss Slim Thug. He did an interview and he weighed in on Ciara's relationship with Russell Wilson. Now, here's what he had to say about Ciara going from somebody like Future to then dating Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, do a woman who used to talk to Future really want a Russell Wilson? I don't believe it. I think
why?
It's all financial stability. He's super, like, no hate. I bought his shoes the other day with a Sugar Daddy Slim outfit. I have no personal issue with him, like, or her. He's just like a square.
Wow.
Who's a square? Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
He's saying Russell
Wilson. Why
Wilson's
you call him a square, man?
I guess what he's trying to say is that how does a woman go from dating a Future to dating a Russell Wilson? Well, he has since backtracked and apologized and said, I know I came across as a hater. Here's what he had to say.
First of all, I want to apologize to Russell Wilson for saying that he's lame and corny. Really, I ain't mean that. I was trying to say good guy versus bad guy swag. I believe if you like street dudes, you like street dudes, you know what I'm saying? I think that a woman would do that for financial stability and, you know, for the better of her kids or a better, you know, solid life as she grow older, but I don't think that's initially in her heart who she really, you know what I'm saying, feel like she want to be with.
That's a young thing, too. When you're younger, it's fun and exciting to date street dudes. But as you get older, you're like, all right, let's be serious about life now.
Yeah, I mean, square is subjective. I mean, just because I don't have any face tats because I don't drink lean doesn't mean I'm a square. You know what I'm saying? I would personally advise all these kids to square up.
No, I'm kidding.
I would advise all these kids to square up. Be square as hell. You know what I mean? A square means getting good grades and dressing horribly.
Doing the right thing.
Becoming a very productive citizen in our country. Square up.
You know, I had a conversation with the girls on lip service, and we were talking about would you rather date a police officer or a drug dealer if those were your two options.
And what did they say?
Everybody said a drug dealer.
What about you, Charlotte?
You need new friends.
Which one? What about you?
What are you talking about?
Would you rather date a police officer or a drug dealer?
I would rather date a police officer.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Because I know how drug dealing ends. Drug dealers all end up in jail or dead. So it's like, why would I want that temporary lifestyle when I can just be with a police officer and get those benefits for later on in life?
Well, Ciara,
you are burned. That's all you care about.
Ciara wrote, cool, a man that's God-fearing, a man that carries himself as though you are in his presence, even if you're not, a man that is honorable, a man that you can grow with and learn from, a man that treats people with respect, a man that puts his family first, a man that makes you laugh, a man who understands the importance of financial responsibility, a man that's compassionate, a man who's confident and wants to see you succeed, a man who sees beauty in your scars. And she said, repeating the same bad habit over and over again is a form of insanity. There comes a point in your life when you know better and you have to do better. You owe it to yourself. It's just that simple. Hashtag level up.
Hashtag my nigga still a square.
You just said...
Drop one of Clues Bob's squares.
Yo, he's not a square, man. Leave him alone, man. The man plays football. He does his damn thing. He works hard. He ain't no damn square.
I don't care, man. I'm happy for that, brother. I'm good.
Hey,
listen,
at some
if that's
point
what
in
y'all
life,
call square, fine.
At some point in life as a woman, you just want to be treated well.
Why the cool guys ain't got no shape, though?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You want them to have more hips?
Man, shut up, man.
You said no shape.
What kind
saying,
of shape do you
call?
What kind
of shape?
Oh, God. They call the corny, lame guys squares. What do you call the cool guys? What, rectangles? Triangles, circles, no shape.
What kind of shape you looking for, Russell?
Man, shut up.
What does he want? What would you like? A Coke bottle? Oh, all right, DC Young Fly.
I don't know why.
He's turned it into quite the square. He actually bought his mother a house.
Nice.
And that was pretty awesome. Check it out.
It's yours.
Don't do that to me.
It's yours.
Don't do that to me.
It's yours. I got you out of the hood now.
No.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
good,
baby.
Salute to DC Young Fly. Drop one of Clues Bomb for that young man.
That's dope.
It's a lot of people I love seeing glowing up, and DC Young Fly is absolutely one of those people because he took such a non-traditional route to get where he is. And people used to always clown social media comedians and, you know, social media stars, and DC Young Fly is absolutely living his dream. So drop one of Clues Bomb for DC Young Fly again. I love watching him. I love watching Jess Hilarious. Of course, we see where Cardi B is going. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. And shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. All right. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051. And again, shout to everybody out in Bermuda. I had an amazing time.
We almost took off today, too. Envy was trying to pretend to miss the flight.
You snitched on us. That's why I didn't. You see,
I ain't doing all that. And then he kept blaming it on me. They would be like, oh, y'all can't stay for this and that and for the boat ride. Envy would be like, listen, it's up to ye. If ye wants to stay and make it happen. I'm like, how is it up to me?
Ain't no radio station in Bermuda.
I set it up with an ISD line and everything.
They do have one.
We could have just broadcasted from there, but ye messed it up.
I'm responsible.
Yeah, responsible. All right. Well, anyway, over the weekend, we just heard a lot of soca, a lot of reggae music.
There was
a
reggae versus soca party.
A lot of Afro beat. So I just wanted to get on the Afro beat joint this morning.
All
right?
Okay.
The guy's name is DeVito, right? One of the biggest Afro beats artists. He's just dope. It's one of my favorite songs.
You about to play One Love by Bob Marley.
I'm not going to play One Love. So we're going to get that on this morning. I just feel like I'm in the Bermuda. I'm in the island mood. So hopefully you could close your eyes and just ride out with me.
Close
all right?
your eyes. Not if you're driving, guys.
Well, salute
not,
to all
driving,
the islands.
Do not close your eyes.
Salute to all the islands. Salute to, where you from, you?
Montserrat.
Where you from, Envy?
Dominica.
Salute to Anguilla. That's where I'm from.
Where you from?
From there.
You're not from no damn
Anguilla. Yeah,
you're from South Carolina.
Yes, I am.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.